Baraza mantra. Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslim brothers and sisters, and a good evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to another spiritual and impactful episode of Spiritual Vitamins. I am your host, the Chosen One. My brothers and my sisters, I come here today because I have a very, very intellectual question I would like to ask each and every one of you. Am I funny? Am I funny? Do I make you laugh? Do I make you joke and hee hee ha ha? But all seriousness, how many of you have noticed a complete shift in the black culture? The identity that is the black culture. What is the identity of black culture? What is black culture? See, my brothers and my sisters, I'm asking you this question because I received a very overwhelming response towards my MLK episode, and quite frankly, I do love it, and thank you all for it. So I decided I was really, really, really interested in knowing my fellow brothers and sisters' ideas on what is the black culture. And a lot of them looked at me like I was confused. I've asked a lot of people this question, and I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of them could not answer it. What is black culture? Here in Baltimore City, is black culture the high number of homicides that happen every day? And how children in Baltimore City are mostly dying from homicide? Not a lot of them are dying from the pandemic. Not a lot of them are dying because mommy can't put food on the table and gotta turn tricks at Club Choices. Club Choices is gone. So, the Hustler Club. That daddy got to go down there on Lexington Market and Lexington Street and sell crack and heroin just to get some money. Is that the identity of black culture? Is sitting in the car after you and your partner just get done having intercourse, you turn up the loudest rap song and roll up the fattest blunt in the middle of the night, disturbing your neighbors, is that the identity of black culture? It's running from the cops, getting shot, and then blaming it on a cop and saying it was the cop's fault, knowing full well you had about, 40 kilos worth of cocaine sitting in the trunk of your car. Is that black culture? Is black culture always walking around with a gun between your waist and dancing to the dumbest rap music I've ever heard in my life? Is that black culture? Now, I ask these questions because my entire take on this is that black culture as a whole has changed. No longer is black culture celebrate good times, come on. That's not black culture no more. No longer is black culture laughing at the jokes that Richard Pryor make. No longer is black culture laughing at Eddie Murphy. No, that's not black culture anymore. Black culture is listening to some of these dumb jokes that some of these comedians make, and these jokes aren't even funny. They're offensive. Black culture is going around and using the one word that we always hated to be called, using that word to address your friend. What's up, my nigga? I ain't your nigga. Because your damn sure ain't putting no whip across my back. And my name ain't Kuta Kinte. And your damn sure won't be turning me to Toby. So often do we ignore how black culture itself has changed. Before, black culture used to be proud. Black culture used to be something that you could truly understand. See, the days of blacks being shot in the streets and anybody being shot in the streets, period, those days are always going to be with us because we choose to let those days exist. We're too busy wanting to change legislation and get money taken away from the cops so that way it can make it easier for the niggas on the streets to sell drugs. The ones that's killing our babies, turning them into coke mules. The ones that's killing our cousins, the ones that's raping our aunts and making our mamas turn tricks. Them dudes, them people, they the ones that's the real effect on how blacks are being taken nowadays. But we're not doing nothing about them. No. What we're doing is the ones that want to make the change in the world and want to really be an influential person to make change in the world are being shot cold dead in the streets and ain't nobody protesting. Ain't no one is saying anything. No. See, now y'all getting me started. Uh-huh. See, this is the thing they don't want you to talk about. They don't want you to focus on this because they want you to focus only on the systemic part of what is defined as racism. I'm here to fill your brains with intelligence, not the lies that our own people have been telling you, all because they just don't have an answer to fix the damn problem. Because they know the answer's within them. They just don't want to do it because that's one thing about us. That's part of our culture. We lazy. So what? What, my brothers and sisters? What is the definition of black culture? What is black culture? Is black culture sitting there eating salmon and grits? And I do love it. Mm-hmm. A little bit of bay seasoning. Whew, that joint hit it right. Add a little extra butter to make them grits nice and smooth. And I'll tear me up some salmon and grits. Is that the definition of black culture? Fried chicken and watermelon. Fried chicken and anything? Is that the definition of black culture? So much about our culture and our community has completely changed and we're not doing anything about it. Our women today have to walk around with tight dresses on and pants that hug their booties. And little girls are growing up thinking that sex appeal is the only thing that matters for a woman. And it ain't just, it's not. Now, see, understand this. Please hear me. It's not just the black females that it's just happening to. Yes, the world wants you only to focus the fact that it's happening to our beautiful sisters. But at the same time, have you ever noticed when you go outside and you see the way Hispanic women dress? That a little girl age 14 will wear the tightest dress with the most hookerish looking boots on. And she got her face up, painted up, looking like the Black Dahlia. Have y'all stopped and thought about that? Have you seen how that has affected their community? I bet you probably didn't know this fact. Did you know Asians hold the lowest rate of births? They have the lowest birth rate. The lowest birth rate. Asians, period, have the lowest birth rate. They're not going out there screwing and making a bunch of babies. No. Some of them don't even screw at all. Self-confidence is at a zero. You couldn't get an Asian to say something beautiful about a woman at all, period. They'd be scared like little 10-year-old little boys looking at a titty for the first time. They glance at it real quick to run away because they don't want to get beaten. See, my brothers and my sisters, something needs to be done. Something needs to be done. Something needs to change. We need to bring back the original definition of the black culture. Black culture was never gang violence. It was never drug dealing. Hip hop. Now, let me explain this because y'all are going to disagree with me, but I know I'm right. There are five things that have changed black culture. Number one, sex has infected damn near everything that is black. Little girls can't make friends because their friends who are 15, 16 years old already know what it feels like to have a penis in them. And 9 times out of 10, it's by somebody older than them. They shouldn't have been touching them in the first place. Some of them already at the age of 13 are pregnant. Now, all that is nothing new. But little black girls can't feel a sense of pride about themselves because every time when they try to have that pride about them, here's the problem. You got people like Beyonce, people like, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, Blac Chyna, Little Kim, all the rest of those females infecting their minds with the fact that sex sells more than being proud of who the hell you are. There's a girl that comes on TV. I love her poetry, but I don't like the little girl. Let me tell you why. I'm watching her go up on stage and she's all made up with all this makeup and she's wearing this nice designer dress that just fits her all right. She's curvaceous. But I asked myself, I said, okay, what are you selling? Your poetry or your body? Because I don't know which one to listen to. I'm confused. So I listen to the way your ass jiggle while you're up there telling your poetry? Or should I be listening to the words that come out of your mouth? I don't know. Which are you trying to get my attention at? Sex has infected everything that is black. When it comes to disease of HIV and AIDS, blacks hold the highest rate of those infected with it. And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. We're killing ourselves off all because we want to feel the touch of another person. It's toys for that. I'll buy you a toy. It won't argue with you, but it damn sure gets you off. And it's safer than you going out there screwing a human and passing that disease on. Number two, hip hop. Y'all knew I was gonna go here. Hip hop has changed. Before, hip-hop was all about the lyrics. It wasn't about trying to look real ghetto and having, you know, fronts in your mouth and shoot them up, bang, bang, who's selling the most drugs. Rap was positive. Then all of a sudden, the Tupacs and the Biggies came around and they changed the idea of rap music. Now rap is filthy and it makes no sense. Lil Wayne looks like a roach. The idea that was is no longer. And we're losing. We're losing. We're the ones on the losing end. Because at the end of the day, this music, which don't make sense to no damn body and is not positive and really does nothing for our community and our culture as a whole. This music that used to actually be black culture has completely become something that is not. And the people that's at fault for it are the goddamn ones that's pushing it more on our children every day. None of my kids know the words to a rap song. You wanna know why? Because I don't play rap in my house. I don't play rap in my house. I enjoy listening to some of it. I'll turn it on in the car. But I listen to the old school stuff. When I met my wife, people used to say, we got an old soul. Ain't that right, baby? She said, yeah. People used to say we had an old soul. Some of our favorite groups we used to listen to. Run DMC. You know? We used to listen to the OJs. You know? We used to listen to groups like that. The Temptations. Papa was a Rolling Stone. Yep. Where he lay his hat was his home. Y'all remember that? That music was influential. That music is what was the definition of black culture. You knew every time you went to a cookout, over at your grandma's house, or over at your uncle's house, he had that playing. Y'all remember before the CD player came around, that was the record player? Y'all remember that? That was black culture. Now we got replaced with iPods and iPads and all this other digital stuff that ain't doing nothing but completely controlling your damn brain and putting the poison that's out here in your brain quicker. See, this is right here. The knowledge. This is right. This is the knowledge they don't want you talking about. They don't tell kids this in school. They need to be teaching this mess. See, man, we're too busy worrying about systemic racism and all that other stuff, and we don't even know that we are at fault for the death of our own damn people. We've been killing our people off from the inside. Black food. Number three. Black food used to actually be real good. Now black food has changed. Now you don't know if you're eating chicken or pigeon. Watermelon, grape juice, Kool-Aid with the whole bag of sugar in it to the point where it stops your pancreas and gives you diabetes. Why? Why is all that stuff the definition of what is black? Why do I have to be considered black because I eat that stuff? I'm not black if I don't eat mashed potatoes and collard greens and soul food every goddamn Sunday. I don't need to do that. If I choose to eat healthy, if all I can eat is tofu, if I can't have real milk because milk bothers my digestive system, if I can't have milk, period, because I have an allergy to it, then okay. If I can't eat chicken, period, because I keep getting sick from it, then okay. You can't tell my body how to feel. That's wrong. But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean I'm not black. Nowadays, kids have grown up. Do you want to know something sad? In African American kids hold the highest rate in obesity. African Americans hold the highest rates in obesity. We fat and not in all the right places. You know, I love my wife with all my heart. But even she told me when we first met, she said, if it's one thing she could change about herself, she want to change her stomach. But I asked her, I said, well, what type of stuff did y'all used to always eat? Or we always ordered out. That's the one thing blacks are always doing. Our culture now has become DoorDash. Our culture has become Grubhub. We ordering chicken boxes and chicken dinners and Southern Blues. When we should be eating homemade food that is healthy for you. See, this right here is really what they need to be teaching these kids in school. Kids are our future, but too bad they dying. They dying because we continuing to poison them like we poisoning ourselves. Black clothing, number four. See, I said black clothing because there is a dress style that for some odd reason, my people have a serious thing of saying makes you black. If you're not wearing the latest Jordans, if your pants ain't winging below your waist and we can see the three pair of drawers that you're wearing, then you're not black. If you don't have that long white tee hanging all the way down to your ankles where your pants are sitting down there at your ankles, then you ain't black. If you ain't got fronts in your mouth, if you ain't wearing the latest ice around your neck. Why is it called ice? Because it has diamonds in it. Why can't it just be a damn necklace? Why can't it just be a damn necklace? Why can't it just be a damn necklace? I'm just going to say it again. It doesn't have to be ice. Do you put it in the freezer for it to chill? Some of y'all do. Some of y'all do. Shouldn't, but you do. Why does Louis Vuitton and, you know, Dolce & Gabbana rag, I wear my rag in the air. You know, why? Why does having all that stuff, is that the definition of what makes you black? Instead of just saying clothing, I would say possessions. Those things have infected the whole understanding of what it means to be black. You're not real black. You're not hood if you don't have a car that pretty much is stolen. You're not hood if you don't have that. You're not hood if you don't have ice around your neck. You're not hood if you don't speak with slang in your mouth and talk like this, yummy. You know, you're not black if you don't act that way. That is the definition of what is considered black culture. No. Number five, drugs. Now, I will say this. This last thing was not necessarily our fault. Drugs was pushed on the black community. I will say that much is true. Drugs was pushed on to the black community. But the problem about it is, we had an organization known as the Black Panthers that was fighting for black rights and was taking back their identity of what is black. And then they got greedy and started selling drugs. See, they're not going to teach you that in school. They don't teach you about the Black Panther movement. No, let's sweep that underneath the rug. We can't teach about that. Kids need to know. We always sit here talking about Black History Month and whatnot, yet we don't want to teach these kids the truth of what they really need to know. That black history is jaded. We only tell them about the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s and the Harriet Tubman. And Harriet Tubman didn't even do it first. She wasn't the only one. Rosa Parks wasn't even the only one who sat in the front row of a bus. Someone did it before Rosa Parks did, but they gave her credit. That nigga got swept underneath the rug. Too bad. Don't nobody care what she did. But look at that. We don't teach our kids this. It's not in the history books. No, let's talk about the Malcolm X's. Let's talk about the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s. Let's talk about the Harriet Tubman's. Let's talk about the Rosa Parks. Let's talk about Sojourner Truth. Let's talk about all of them. And let's ignore the people who actually did it before them, but yet they don't, we're going to say they don't exist. Come on now, people. Lies have influenced what is black culture. We have accepted these lies that we're being told every day of what is the definition of being black. And I don't like it. Our culture as a whole has changed. Do you want to know who holds the highest rate in divorces? African Americans. You don't know what the highest grossing ethnicity in the adult film industry? Blacks. I tell you all of this because all of the negative things that is black is exact. Oh, well, all the negative things right now that's making the world bad is centered around us. We say we want the world to change, but we need to be that change. We can't expect the world to change on its own, and we're not willing to lend it a helping hand. We got to stop the marches only centered around just what's best for just blacks, because at the end of the damn day, it ain't going to change nothing. Our culture and what is considered black has infected other cultures. Hispanics dress like us, act like us. They do all that stuff, but they only speak Spanish. Half of the drug cartel members look like hood niggas. Let's be real. They look like hood niggas. Most of their females look like hood rats. Most of their neighborhoods look like ghettos. Their identity and what makes them so hood and all that other stuff, all of that is black folk. So what? You happen to have a bandana on your head, wearing an open shirt, well, a closed shirt that's only put together by the top of the button, and you wearing a white tee with it, and it happens to be a plaid shirt with some jeans and some brand new kicks, and you go around speaking your Spanish language with your vato and all that other stuff, and guess what? It doesn't matter, man. If you stand next to somebody black, they're going to swear that you pretending to be them. We need to be that change. I'm tired of seeing I'm tired of seeing the black culture as a whole continue to metamorphosize itself into something dirty, stank, and disgusting. We've got to really stop. So many people are putting up protests and wanting rights for blacks, but yet we're not paying attention to the simple fact that the more we want and the more they give us, the worse we make it. Why is it that a black female has to wear tight clothes? A woman can't get into the rap industry and become an influential rapper like Run DMC and all the rest of them unless she wearing a tight dress with fake boobs and a fake ass. She gotta wear clothes with her titties jiggle and the butt wiggling. She always gotta show it off. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. I have respect for Lizzo. She's happy in the body that she has. But then at the same time, I'm also asking for Lizzo to stop showing ass off. Because for real, man, you ain't doing nothing but showing our little girls that to make it to the top, you gotta have sex. You gotta be sexy. You can't make it nowhere unless you're sexy. I have a daughter. I don't want my daughter thinking at goddamn 5-6 years old that when she hit 10, she got to put on some fake ass makeup. When she hit 10, she got to have the fake hair in her head wearing track. Walking around twerking and shit. I don't want my daughter doing that. I want my daughter to know that she can be proud to be black and love the skin that's on her body without necessarily having to be influenced by people like Lizzo, by people like Lil' Kim, by people like, you know, Megan Thee Stallion and Blac Chyna and Beyonce and all the rest of these females that are not doing a damn service for our young daughters. They're not. See, the problem is, most of the people who can make the influential change in our society and bring back the true definition of what is black culture, or bring back the true definition of black culture, the people who can bring back the true definition of black culture, they're too busy focusing on piling up with the white people and sitting there and spewing their rhetoric. See? It burns me, man. It burns me. I don't want my daughter to grow up 13 years old coming home and telling me, "Daddy, I've already had sex." It would destroy me. It would destroy me. She could say that mess when she's 18, because then it's her choice. But at 13, it's not your choice. Your body is on rent. It's mine. I don't want to find out one of my kids has to go to jail because he was caught with weed in his bag. I don't want to find a 9 in one of my kids' drawer. These things are the things that scare me. But these things are the things that right now are being pushed to our young generation of what is the black culture. Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Chamillionaire, Young Jeezy, Chris Brown, Birdman, Murder, Inc., period. All of these rappers, they're the ones that fall for it. T.I. This dude caught a charge for selling guns. But it's the same one up there talking about Black Lives Matter. Did them Black Lives Matter when you were selling them guns on the streets and put them in the hands of our young people? Did those Black Lives Matter then? Mr. T.I.? No. I celebrate other cultures because I hate mine. I hate my culture because I don't know what my culture is. I enjoy other cultures because I don't know what I don't know what my culture is. Black History Month is coming up next month. And the reason I don't ever do anything and I don't celebrate it is because I want to know, why am I only being able to celebrate the black history that is taught in my textbooks at school, but I'm not able to celebrate the real definition of black history? Why is it my kids don't get told about all the dirty stuff? Why is it that the things we've done and how we have infected and changed the world for the worse? Why is it my kids don't get to know that stuff? My kids only get to know what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did. It's funny to me how on full display are all the good things he did, but nobody ever saw how that man did have anger in his heart. That man wasn't Jesus. He's done some things that was considered wrong. Why is it nobody wants to talk about the part of black history that these young black men back in the day, during racism and everything like that, and segregation, they was out there having sex with the white women? Why does nobody want to talk about that? We need change. We want change. We gotta make the change happen. So I ask you again, everybody. What is black culture? What to you is the definition of black culture? What is the definition of what makes someone black? Jumbo, out. Hebara da Sabori. Hebara za Mancha. Hebara za Gioni. I covered it all. Because I didn't get to talk to y'all this morning or this evening. Assalamu alaikum. And remember, everybody, let's spread love and not hate. It's the only way we're really going to defeat COVID-19.